Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Tuesday morning. And it's hard to believe, but hockey, it's firing back up this week. The NHL returns to play tomorrow. The Nashville Predators get underway on Thursday. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Sean Henry, Predators president and CEO. Sean, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Not much. Good morning, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. And, Sean, it's just been fascinating ever since you've gotten here and really throughout the history of this franchise. The connection between the organization and the fans has been special. And obviously, nobody wants to have fans not in the building to begin the season, but that's the cards we've been dealt over the course of the past year. So how are you guys as an organization making sure that you keep that special bond between yourself and the fan and the engagement level as strong as it's ever been?
Well, as you guys know, I'm inherently lazy. So fortunately, yeah. Our fans kind of carry, and they really do, they carry that. And, you know, they bring so many things to life. And you know, 2020, we'll remember it for a lot of things. But I think years from now, we're going to remember it for what our fans did for our community. Every time we tried to connect an initiative or celebrate someone or help someone in need, and there are so many people that are because of tornadoes and pandemic and of course the bombing, our fans are there. So I think our bond is set in a love for a great game, but bigger than that, kind of a, not to sound corny, but a love for each other and for our city.
Sean, what's it been like for you and your staff getting ready for this season and all the different challenges that come with it, just to get on the ice, to be able to play this year in the NHL? We saw Gary Bettman and his press conference yesterday kind of lay out the details of how challenging it is. What's it been like for you and your staff to get to this point?
You know what? It has been challenging, and I'm not trying to sound like Pollyanna on this beautiful cold morning, but it's also been pretty rewarding. You know, David Poile and I work pretty closely together. You probably talk 3-4 times a day, every day. But during our return to play protocols that really started back in September, we talk even more. They ever have before. We change procedures and policies every second of every day, it seems. And we've networked better throughout the community and our league and other sports. So it has been nice, but it's been frustrating too. And you guys know how many events that we built and then canceled. And, you know, that wears on you because we love getting people together and we can't do what we do best right now. But, you know, as we prepare and we work very closely with the city, we can bring people in the building if we chose to. We worked with them to say, you know what, let's slow down a little bit and start the season with virtually no fans, and then we'll add a little bit as we go on.
So how did it go this past weekend, Sean? As you expected, any surprises there? What was it like to actually have live hockey in that building again?
You know, it's funny, Joe, when we do a normal preseason game, so you don't do a hockey game for a few months, and you go to that first preseason game, you know, there's lists of things that we had to do better or differently or things we just did wrong. So for this one, you know, I have my computer. I have to sit in a suite now because of the protocols and the pods that we're in, which is very different for me. You know, I like sitting in the stands. But I brought my computer to the suite, and all I was going to do is make notes of all the things that we didn't do right or we need to change. And I had a list of about 3 or 4 things where normally on a preseason game, I'll have a list of 30 or 40, and people that do their jobs better than me will have a list of 200, 300, 400 things. It was flawless. It was incredible. I mean, I owe so much to our staff. because we were literally inventing and changing and writing protocols the morning of the first scrimmage. And it was great. I mean, there are things we need to tweak, but it was fun to see the guys on the ice. It was fun to see your best players being your best players on the ice. And we were undefeated. We were 2-0, and special teams were perfect, depending on how you look at it.
Absolutely. Predators president and CEO Sean Henry on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Sean, to that point, I mean, obviously, games getting fired back up this week, starting on Thursday against Columbus. How excited are you about this team and about this group that's coming in this year? It looks a little different than it did last year, but what's your excitement level as you view this team and with John Hines entering his first full season behind the bench?
You know, it's through the roof. It really is. And, you know, no matter what age you are or what you do, whether you're a five-year-old kid waiting for, you know, the preseason roster to come out or spring training or whatever, to working for a team or covering a team like you guys, opening day is always special, regardless of sport. This year, even more so, because, you know, last year was disappointing. You know, we liked the team that we had. We were excited about it. And it just didn't work out the way we wanted to. And it was a weird year, but that doesn't change, you know, how we all felt. And you go into this year, made some changes. You know, you guys have covered it really well. I mean, we have top-tier talent, and then what we added was an element, you know, to make us harder to play against every shift, every game, and that mounts up over the course of the year. We brought in a lot of new faces, opened up some opportunity maybe for a younger player to step in, and it really has all the building blocks to make this a special year. So I'm really excited, and you hit it on the head for John Hines. You know, having him almost do a full camp now, and poor guy's yet to do a full complement of a camp, knowing where it was going to start and full days. But despite that, I've never seen a guy more ready to go. I mean, if we opened camp October 1st, he would have been ready. November 1st, December 1st, or January, whatever it was, 3rd. It's fun to see, you know, brought in two new coaches that have meshed really well with the rest of the guys. I just wish I could be around it more. I mean, it's funny thing David and I were talking about. We're not around many people. We're both kind of isolated, which is bizarre. So we're doing everything via Zoom and haven't had a real chance to be around the guys too much, yet have a chance to talk to John quite a bit. And every time you hang out with John or click off of Zoom, you feel pretty inspired.
Yeah, looking forward to getting rid of Zoom at some point and never, ever do another Zoom thing again.
What about...
Yeah. What about the just the league at large, Sean? The way that it's you know, been set up with the divisions, and everything. How do you think that'll look across the league this year?
You know what? I think it's gonna be pretty cool, and you know, it's not gonna be long term. But selfishly for us, you know, we're in a division with the two teams that appeared in the Stanley Cup. I don't think that's happened since 1979 with the Rangers and Canadiens, maybe. So that's pretty neat and daunting all at the same time. But you're going to face the same team 8 times, and then you get into the playoffs, you have the possibility of, you know, facing a team, I don't know, I mean, 15 times or so, if you go 7 rounds. We're going to be tired of facing each other. It's going to expose new rivalries to add to what we've had. We had get a chance to welcome the Wings and the Blue Jackets back. And I love the fact that everyone realizes that it should be called the Central, Discovery Central. We're not the Southeast, we're the Central Division. So I really am excited about it. We get to see some top-tier talent and, you know, bring back in some old rivalries as we build new ones.
Predators president and CEO Sean Henry on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Sean, it's interesting because you brought it up. We haven't been able to be around the team as much, obviously, as we normally are. But one thing I have noticed just in the press conferences that I've been a part of is the theme of being harder to play against, the theme of, you know, bringing a different mentality to the ice this year, it's popped up in every press conference, sometimes without even being asked about it. So it's pretty clear, I think, what the message is from John Hines and how he wants his team to play. In the time that you've been around the team or in the time that you've talked to David or John about this group, have you noticed that as well? Do you sense a difference in the mentality with this group?
Well, absolutely, and it's something that we talked about, you know, really last spring before we even did our return to play. And, you know, being a tough team, being a grit team, being, you know, a hard team to play against doesn't mean a team that fights all the time. It just means that every player is committed to a certain brand of hockey, and that's what you want to be. You want the other team's top line to literally have to think about what's going to happen when they come on the ice and what they have to do And you know, in sports, if you can get a top-tier athlete to think a little bit more or delay their reactions by a millisecond, it really does change the outcome. And not intentionally, but maybe we got away from that a little bit. And I love something that John said, and I say it in our office all the time, too. Having a talented, hard-working, tough team is the recipe that you want, you know, and you know, I'll take your chance any day with that type of team. There are a lot of teams that are talented. There are a lot of teams that are tough. There are a lot of teams that are hardworking. But when you put all three ingredients together, you know, you should have something that is fun to watch, that's exciting to watch, and most importantly, the next morning is fun to talk about because, you know, maybe more wins than the negative outcome.
Yeah, and that's obviously, you know, I guess it's sort of the cycle of team, Sean, is, you know, you build to something, and obviously, you know, players get more prominent. The skill is such an important part of the game, but it seems like intangibles are maybe, I don't know if higher priority, but maybe looked at a little bit differently now with this team.
Yeah, I think they're appreciated differently because, you know, as you're an uber competitive team, it becomes those really, really small extra things that make a difference. Again, you look at our team. You know, I think only two teams made the postseason consecutively more than we have in the past X stretch. We have the same, you know, as many or more 30-goal scorers than any team in the league, but we don't talk about it because, you know what, last year they didn't hit those marks. And, you know, so ideally, by bringing in the guys that we have, by improving the blue line, where maybe some of the PK minutes don't get absorbed by, you know, Roman or Ellis, and it frees them up a little bit more for less tired minutes or wherever it may be, there's going to be depth at every single position. And we built for that, too. You know, with the taxi squad this year and the back-to-back games and the threes and fours and fours and sixes, we knew that we'd have to be a little bit deeper than we normally would be in a year. So I just love the way we're built. I love the mentality we have. And like you said, even when guys aren't talking about it, they're still thinking about the new standard, the gold standard.
Predators president and CEO Sean Henry has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexroy. Sean, really appreciate you taking time to join us, and we're all looking forward to getting things rolling on Thursday night for real. Thanks a lot, Sean.
Well, thank you, guys. I can't wait to see you in person. Hopefully that's sooner than later. But regardless, appreciate the time on the radio today.
Absolutely. Sean Henry, ladies and gentlemen, Predators president and CEO, our guest here on Robbie and Rexroy. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the Nashville Predators. What's the window looking like for this team right now? Can this team get back to competing for a Stanley Cup championship? We'll discuss that on the other side. This is Robbie and Rexroy here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.